President Obama said today that he's considering a range of options to help the Iraqi government defend itself. He said that includes military options, but not ground troops. And he made it clear that U.S. help is contingent on Iraqi leaders addressing some of their longstanding political problems.
We're not going to allow ourselves to be dragged back into a situation in which, while we're there, we're keeping a lid on things. And after enormous sacrifices by us, as soon as we're not there, suddenly people end up acting in ways that are not conducive to the long-term stability and prosperity of the country.
The president's words today echoed a feeling that many American war veterans have been voicing lately, as parts of Iraq that U.S. troops once fought and died to defend have fallen to insurgents. Bruno Moya is a former Marine sergeant who helped lead the charge into Iraq back in 2003.
When you hear about those cities that are falling to insurgency hands, it's kind of tough. It'd be kind of like a World War II veteran hearing about some important battle during World War II that is now being taken over by enemy hands. You know, it'll be tough no matter what war you're in.
Put us back in kind of your head, your eyes, when you were undertaking that initial push into Baghdad in 2003. I mean, did you feel like you were in part of a liberation of an oppressed people?
Well, I was 19 years old, and we got told that we were there to liberate a lot of times. And at times when I kind of wanted to rebel a little bit, my leadership kind of gave me the talk, and a lot of the other Marines, we were talking about what history we were making there in Iraq by liberating the people of Iraq from the Saddam Hussein regime. So it did feel as though we were actually doing something very important there.
When you think back to Iraq, what comes to mind?
What comes to mind when I think back to Iraq? Well, there's a lot of emotion there. We went through a lot. Going up to Baghdad, we encountered a lot of fighting. A lot of Marines were casualties out there. So when the war ended, it was kind of hard to let go. It was kind of like a bad relationship that you kind of want to stay in, but you kind of know that it needs to end, and it hurts either way, whether you stay or you let it go.
What do you think is the American responsibility at this point?
Well, the American responsibility at this point would be to, I wouldn't know how to answer that question.
It's a
double-edged sword there. Yeah, I mean, if we go back, what responsibility do we have to the men and women that are going to be back there, and for what? And if we kind of let it go, are we kind of letting go the sacrifices of the veterans that were there prior to this happening? I think our responsibility would be to make sure that no regime like Saddam Hussein's regime or anything similar goes into power. We should definitely have some type of influence there since we were a part of the way that it's turning out now. But I definitely don't think that we should send boots to the ground and start winning the hearts and minds again.
Bruno Moya, former sergeant in the U.S. Marines, speaking with us from his home in Las Vegas. Thank you very much for your thoughts.
Thank you, sir.